You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, testing. I'm sounding good for 2019. Testing.
Testing, 1, 2. Oh, I'm not sounding as good.
I'm here doing my podcast with Maria Bamford.
No.
It's good to have Maria here. And Maria, can you do Bonnie McFarlane's voice?
I'll try. Rich, you suck shit. You're the worst. I hate you. I can't. I just can't.
Uh-oh. That's me doing an impression of myself. I can't. No. I heard, ever just accidentally hear a recording of yourself. My voice is so deep. It's like, what happened? Am I just a ball of testosterone?
I don't know.
Hello.
I heard a recording.
I'm Bonnie McFarlane.
I have a lisp. I didn't know that. I heard. Anyhow, we got...
Whoa,
so
is that
much.
Your first joke of 2019?
Woo! I'm coming out.
Oh, what?
I'm coming out.
What?
Of the closet. No, I'm coming out full swing.
No, he said no, guys, so he means no.
What?
Coming out of the closet. What's your look going to be this year? It's going to be champion sweatshirts?
Love them. Love them, love them. They're so comfortable.
Are you gonna forego the?
I got
the flannels done up.
No,
to the top
flannels
button?
Always. Through the winter, flannels are the most comfortable thing to wear.
It's like
stage.
It's like wearing a sheet.
It's so comfortable. I button the top button. It gives me a good look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I keep it open, then it's just a flannel. It's a guy wearing a flannel. But when you button the top button, it adds a little character. That's all I'm saying.
Mm.
Other comics
that's
or
your
people,
fashion thing.
It's me. It's not mine. It's not mine. It's from watching.
What about
three
backwards
seasons
hat?
Of Narcos.
You're gonna go no hat. Why didn't you go no hat this year?
I like hats.
You got great hair.
I know you got gray
and you
hair.
Look so you're so mean. You look so cute without a hat.
Thank you. And you look beautiful no matter what you wear.
Stop it. You don't have to do that.
You
I'm
do.
Just, ugh.
Right now you look like one of those characters. You know, like a Victorian model. Mm-hmm. From back
Victoria's
in the day.
Victoria's Secret? Oh, no, the fat ones? Oh,
no,
thank you.
Not fat. What do you mean fat?
No, I listen.
Like, no.
I've
like,
known you long
pictures,
enough to know.
In those pictures, the Victorian era.
I've known you long enough to know that you set me up for a compliment. I just wait patiently for the insult to come.
You love that sweatshirt. I bought Bonnie a
See
champion.
What he does?
What does he do?
Allie,
shut
stop.
This dog up. So anyhow.
Okay, you need to
there's a lot
nails,
to talk about.
By the way.
Why?
Look at that one.
I know. I got to file that.
That's like a lady's nail. Your hands. Oh my God. You what? Really are.
What?
You're transitioning your hands.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to grow my nails.
Eddie, you got all the rings.
I got two rings. I'm going to put one
more.
Are
you going to start
on.
Wearing polish on your hands?
If I can grow my nails, I would get them manicured and polish them with clear. That's what
oh,
you're supposed
clear.
To do.
Oh my God. Slowly but surely.
So, first of all, let's move on. I don't want gay talk this early in our podcast.
Mm.
Even though we watched a movie the other night that was so disturbing about a gay kid whose parents, based on a true story, whose parents sent him to, un-gay.
Gay conversion.
Oh, I thought it was un-gay camp.
Un-gay camp.
Gay conversion,
I mean,
and it was
camp
horrible.
Is,
you know,
at every camp I've ever been to is super gay.
You never went to camp.
No,
I went to camp
I
1 year.
Never made a joke yet this year either.
I went to one camp, Camp Noam, when I was a kid.
Camp what?
Noam. It was a Jewish camp.
Noam.
Yeah, Noam.
Oh, what's it mean? Is it?
I don't fucking know.
Oh.
Look it up. That's what Google's about. Alexa.
Well, we found out this year.
What? Hold on. Alexa, what does Noam mean in the Hebrew language?
Sorry, I don't speak the Hebrew language yet.
Oh, fuck. Alexa, what's Noam mean?
Allie, you have to stop. Okay. Alexa, stop. Alexa, stop.
Okay,
one
lesson.
You have to be firm with her sometimes.
Alexa, how was your New Year's Eve?
I had a wonderful time thinking about my favorite moments of 2018 while sharing lots of New Year's Eve jokes.
Whoa, she...
She had a better New Year's Eve than I did. I just ate as much as I could possibly eat. Like, literally, my stomach was hurting, and I was like, you know what? You can fit another bowl of cereal in there.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I got to take a nap. Okay, so let's get started. We could talk about...
No, wait. We found out this year that you thought meme was pronounced... Meme.
Yeah, M-E-M-E.
How does it happen?
Well, meme should be spelled...
But you've heard the word meme many times. And in fact, at this kitchen table when... Sorry, dining room table. You've Rain and I have talked about memes and you always go, every time you go, what's a meme? And I explain it to you every time and it's so annoying. And then you still go on a podcast and say...
I didn't go on a podcast. I was just sitting at a table at the salad.
Oh, okay. And did everyone laugh at you?
I was only talking to one person.
Who?
Dez.
And what did you say?
I go, look at this meme on Facebook. Oh,
and then what did he say?
He started laughing. He goes, please tell Bonnie you said that. Why does everybody say tell Bonnie?
I don't know, so that it could get recorded in some way.
Whatever.
Meme. They know that
Denny knew you were working in Canada. Would you put that on Instagram or something? He must follow you. He goes, oh yeah, your wife's
no,
in Canada.
No, I was. That's why I went on Nikki's show to promote the Canadian shows.
Oh, I love that sweatshirt on you.
Oh, this is what you do. You say, you get me a gift or whatever, and then if I use it at any time, you go, you love that.
Well, you used the hell out of my gifts. I love the gift you gave
me. Okay, but why do you say you love that? Why don't you say like...
It looks good on you. I like that you're wearing it.
There you go. You say that. You say that. But to say you love that, I don't know why, but it makes me not say any, like it makes me not like the item. You like go down the line.
Okay.
Like, next thing, I'm like.
But tell the truth, you do love it.
I think it's a fine sweatshirt.
It's your favorite, right?
But why do you have to like force me into loving something?
Well, no one in the last couple of years has worn. By the way,
he got me a champion sweatshirt. That's what we're talking about. Because he bought two or three for yourself.
Four
for yourself. And then that
was the first one.
He bought one for Raina and then one for me. Because that's what an addict does when they have. Can you see now he has an issue? Like people know now. You do. It's not made up by me.
Well, no.
It's now we have to have. We're going to have another corner of the bedroom for champion. Sweatshirt.
What, you have to read it, look at it?
I didn't know if it said champion or championship. Champion.
No.
I didn't know because I haven't been Googling them every night.
Can I tell you what Bonnie did?
For the last 2 weeks.
Can I tell you what Bonnie did?
And how does it make you feel when you get another champion sweatshirt?
Well, I got what
does
I
did. Does it give you that, like, is that the high when it comes in the mail or when
that,
you order
that's
it?
That's great. I love that too. But I have two hoodies, one black, one red. Okay. Then I have a non-hoodie, just a regular black one. But I bought a hoodie first, but it was the wrong one. That one was on sale for, you know, it's more lighter. It's not a slipover. It's a zip-up, which is nice. I got tons,
okay,
we got
listen,
tons of sweatshirts.
Okay, listen, nobody gives a shit, honestly, about your... You know, what went into to you buying
it? You just asked what I had, and I told you.
No, I didn't. Never asked that. I said, what's the feeling you get? Not like, well, I needed a zip-up, then I got one on sale. Like, I'm talking about your addiction. Do you see that it's an addiction? Like, this is what I think.
I like buying stuff.
When you buy something that you like, you go, oh, that makes me feel good. Therefore, if I buy another one, it will also make me feel good. And then you just chase the dragon. And now you chase the dragon with sneakers. Now you're chasing the dragon with a champion sweatshirt.
Chasing the dragon or chasing?
Chasing.
You heard one drug term and you couldn't wait to use it. Chasing the dragon.
You know what's fascinating to me is that you would think that I've only ever heard that one time, chasing the dragon, or never said it in my life. But you'll go around saying meme after hearing meme 2 million times. Like, don't judge other people when you're, you know what I mean?
Holy shit, somebody's running across our front lawn chasing a dragon. Look at that. That was stupid.
Do you think anyone's laughing at that?
Nobody.
But what is so funny about chasing a dragon? I think what you're trying to do is deflect from the reality that you have a problem. You're addicted.
When I like stuff, yeah, I buy. Sometimes I go a little too far. I can admit that. I bought two of these. One.
Why?
Because when this one breaks. Because they don't last.
Then you might be onto something else. There might be something else that you like better.
I like this.
He got a. May I say?
No, it's a phone case, that's all.
A Louis Vuitton phone case.
Yeah, what's the big deal? I like Louis Vuitton stuff. I got a Louis Vuitton computer bag, a Louis Vuitton overnight bag, a Louis Vuitton wallet. You know, I've worked hard in my life to have nice things. It doesn't fill the void. You know, it doesn't bring on happiness, you know, buying diamond rings or nice jewelry or a nice car. But it's because when I was young and poor, I didn't have anything. So now if I want something, my family wants something, I buy it for them. That's all. You know, happiness comes from within, from other stuff. You know, when I wake up.
Who are you talking to right now? Yourself?
No, I'm talking to.
You having a conversation with yourself?
I'm talking to the public and
you. Do
you
think the public has no. They've never heard this before?
From whom? Me?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Richard. Oh, no. None of us have ever heard, like, happiness comes from within. Thank you for your platitudes that we've never heard before. Wonderful. A wonderful sermon by Richard Voss. Like. Who fucking does that? Who has an addiction to buying things and then he's the one telling the rest of the people, this doesn't, of course, bring happiness. Happiness comes from within.
Yeah,
Who are you talking to?
Huh? Talking to people. I'm just saying.
Are you helping someone out there?
Yeah, that's what I
do.
Who
are you helping?
I'm helping
someone
else.
Someone who's got what? That's
torn in between.
That's got an addiction to buying Louis Vuitton things.
No, when someone goes, oh, I feel guilty for buying something, don't feel guilty. You deserve to have nice things.
It's called Vuitton, by the way.
It's called what?
Vuitton.
What do you mean Vuitton?
Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton? No.
Vuitton, I think.
No, it isn't.
Something like that.
That's when people go, Jaguar.
I hate those people.
Yeah, me too. What do you call it? Don't feel guilty. You know, there's nothing wrong with having nice things, but also you have to be a good person and do nice things. That's all. And I do nice things for people, you know. So let's move on. First,
okay, let's talk about the Fitbit.
Okay, no, we'll talk about issues. But let me just tell you what Bonnie did. And she's whenever Bonnie does something, she's like, "Tough. Well, let's deal with it." You did.
No, I apologize.
Oh no, hold on.
I apologized, okay. And then there was nothing more I could do. It was time to move on.
We were watching Escape from Dan. What is it called?
I'm not helping you with this. I want to hear your first six.
I don't remember the name.
I know.
Alexa, what's the new show? Escape from Dana? What's it called?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
First of all, it's Escape 2.
Alexa, where did the...
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Okay, Alexa, where did the two prisoners escape from in upstate New York in 2015?
In the UK, more and more prisoners will be able to make phone calls from their cells.
Alexa, go kill yourself.
Alexa, stop.
Okay, listen, just attempt it. You know you can do it.
I don't remember. Danahue
is his first guess. Okay, no. Number two.
No, Danahue. What is it?
No, come on.
Really? That's not.
You go six guesses.
No, I'm not.
Come on.
No, I'll just Google it.
Just even if you Google it and read it, I'm sure you'll get it wrong three more times.
I will get it wrong. So you just shut up.
First of all, it's Escape to Dannemora.
Yeah, that's what I said. Well, I meant to say. So we were watching Escape to Dannemora.
Let me just double check that.
You probably got it wrong too.
Go ahead. Tell what I did.
Okay. So we're watching it. And then Bonnie goes to Canada. I was doing road stuff. So
Escape at Dannemora.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what
I wasn't. From.
Escape to? Yeah, they escape right back to prison.
Yeah, that was dumb. But it wasn't escape from. I knew that.
So we're watching it. We love it. It's a great series. If you haven't seen it, you have to watch it. It's one of the best on television right now. And we watch five episodes. It's a seven-episode season. So we were both getting home, and Sunday night, we were going to watch episode 6 and then the finale 7. We're looking forward to it, both of us, for 2 weeks or a week and a half. We couldn't wait. That was going to be our lovemaking, watching the two episodes from Escape from Dannemora. Was that what it was called?
Is it from? Didn't we just go over this?
Escape at. So we were laying in bed, and Bonnie puts it on, and we're watching it, and I'm going, boy, this is a pretty long episode. Well, she put on the finale, episode 7, without watching episode 6.
We watched the entire episode 7.
And I go,
halfway through, we were like, how is this going to have another episode?
Yeah. But I heard episode 6 is the best episode, so we have to watch it.
Well, I'm sorry. That was a bad move on my part.
Yeah, bam. And then she lays in bed and goes, oh, well, what can you do? She goes, sorry, what can you do? And then she says,
what can you do?
You know what she says?
What can you do?
She says, well, if you want to watch it, go watch it by yourself. Well, that's how
it.
And then another thing, where are you going?
You always ask every time. I don't want to leave.
She just got up and walked away. Gone. What did you do? Turn the heat off?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you have a sweatshirt on. So
yeah, too hot.
So I guess, you know. So we watch, I don't know what, four seasons or five seasons of House of Cards?
Mm-hmm.
House of Cards. Then we watch two episodes of the new season.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I don't want to finish it. I go, well, we watched. She goes, I heard it's not that good.
No, I didn't like the first two episodes.
It doesn't matter. We already invested five seasons.
And I heard it doesn't get better, so why?
You heard from who? Who? Stephanie told you? Who told you?
You're blaming my friend Stephanie.
Huh? Marina, who told you?
The internet?
No. That's people's opinions. They get them wrong all the time.
Okay, well, did you like the first two episodes?
They
I don't
were
know what's
okay.
going on.
They're okay.
I don't want to watch it. I had more fun watching the clip of, what's his face? It's Kevin Spacey in his kitchen.
Oh, he was having a breakdown. No, he was accused.
Why didn't he turn off the TV in the other room? I would like to know. It's a weird thing. Who filmed it for him? Like his assistant? Like
maybe
who was like, this is a good idea?
He could have set up the camera himself.
If you haven't watched this Kevin Spacey vid, which...
So he was accused of...
Sexually...
You know...
Sexual misconduct.
In a bar with a kid who was underage...
Buying him drinks, and then he tried to like undo his pants.
No, I heard Kevin Spacey undid his and put. But here's the thing about
he put his hand on the guy's penis or whatever.
Here's the thing with the and the mom was going. I heard the mom on it.
You raped my child.
On the interview, or you molested my child, or this and that. You know, look.
If
I'm
you're
not
sticking up for Kevin Spacey,
no, no,
please,
no, no.
Please.
But what I'm saying,
not good, not
here's
good.
The thing,
not good.
No, I'm not sticking up for him in any way.
The fact that you just said I'm not sticking up for Kevin Spacey.
Of course I'm not. But what stopped a kid from? He's in a bar from just walking
there's
away.
There's a reason why there's age limits on things.
What do you mean?
I mean, if you're, that's like, okay, so a 14-year-old could come up to
14.
You.
He wasn't 14.
I'm just saying, I'm giving you a bigger argument of why we put
ages. Well, finish
ages
my
on
argument
things.
First. Why?
If they're underage, they're not supposed to be necessarily making the right decisions. And also, Kevin Spacey is using his power as a, you know, a famous person to keep someone there. He's using his wealth to buy him drinks. You know,
well, you don't have to be wealthy to buy someone drinks.
You still, those two things don't make it like, oh, since I accepted those drinks, I should be allowed to be molested.
No, I'm not saying, of course, you shouldn't be molested. Of course, no one should do that. It's gross. It's one of the most disgusting things, especially to somebody underage.
Especially
to someone underage.
Do you think that's how you say it?
Yeah. Especially or especially.
Right. That's fine. I shouldn't correct you anymore.
Especially.
That was one of my New Year's resolutions.
Especially.
Stop correcting Rich.
Okay. Why did that almost just cut off?
Every single time. Oh my God.
Things just happen. They just cut off. It's still going. But was the kid too drunk to just, you're in a bar. It's not like you're locked in a hotel room. So, and I'm not sticking up for him. What's the argument why he didn't just walk away from it? Tell me that.
Well, I think he did walk away after Kevin Spacey made his move.
Oh, okay, then.
He went to the bathroom and he never came back, I think.
Right, if he walked away, then fine. Then he should pay the consequences for doing what he did.
The kid?
Kevin Spacey. The kid for leading him on.
Yeah. No, and then Kevin Spacey made this weird video.
After he was accused or.
So bizarre. Like, it's not even. You're not even able to unravel it.
Well, he hasn't acted in a while. He wanted to get back into some acting, and he did it in character.
It reminded me how good of an actor he is. I was like, this is compelling stuff. I was like, who wrote this? It's not bad. But the sound, he needed a new sound guy. But he was like really acting because he was cutting up the turkey and then doing.
Can I play it on here?
Washing dishes. He was like.
Wait, let me see.
No. It's too long. It's 3 minutes long.
No, it isn't. Is it? 3 minutes long. You timed it. I thought it was like a minute, if that.
First of all, no, I didn't time it. I didn't take out my stopwatch and time the video.
You have a stopwatch?
They say right on it. It says every video you watch, you can see how long it is.
Oh really?
Meme. This is the guy who says meme. Here, I got a funny meme I want to show you. And then the minute you tell him something, he goes, no.
Hold on. Kevin Spacey video. Let's see if it comes up. Oh, here it is. Kevin Spacey's bizarre YouTube video has its own IMDb profile. What the fuck? It's written.
And it's so crazy to me too, because he did it. He got such backlash for it, and then it's still in his, like, he never took it down. To his credit,
he's already done.
He
doesn't
care. Delete it.
He's already done.
What are they going to do? Take away his birthday? Let's go to Louis C.K. now.
Wait. We're not finished with him.
We're not.
No.
Yeah, but he goes, I haven't paid for the things I have done. What makes you think I would pay for the things I haven't done? It's like, why would you say that in a video about being innocent? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I'm sure the family's going to sue him. That's, you know.
But you then know, he's making a video that could be you. Like, who's... This is the thing, is like... You know, no... Like, is no one telling these people what to do? Really, Twitter was the worst thing to ever happen for celebrities. It got so many of them in trouble because they don't know. They just don't know on their own what they should or shouldn't do or shouldn't say.
Well, how could you not?
Like, even Ellen Barkin tweeted, Louis C.K. should. I hope Louis C.K. gets raped. It's like, Ellen, he's like, let's break it down. You can disagree with what he's saying, but he's telling jokes. So maybe you're going over the top there a little bit.
That's crazy. You know what's even weirder?
Who's fucking saying, like, really, we're all trolls deep down.
Holy shit.
We all want to be mean. And the thing is, the people who pretend not to want to be mean, all they do is wait for someone that they can be mean to, and it's like virtue signaling. Do you know what I mean? So they still seem like they're good people, but they're really being mean to someone. It's like, wow. Like, they must get so excited when somebody takes a fall, because then they can just fucking jump on.
Well, it's like mob mentality.
Mob mentality. But it's there's another element to it. It's like, if you hate Louis C.K. for being a, you know, a sexual predator, right? That's then you're also virtue signaling that you're hating on somebody for good reason. Then when he goes and does the video where he talks about the Parkland survivors and stuff, another great opportunity for people who want to hate to be on the right side of it. So it's like, you know, what trolls do is that they go around, they hate all day long, you know. And I swear to God, I know it's wrong, but I understand that feeling. There's so many times where I have to tell myself, don't troll. Don't write that. Don't, you know, some fucking idiot.
Well, there's
like,
a difference between opinion. There's a difference between having an opinion and trolling. You can have an opinion.
But sometimes don't you just, yes, you can have an opinion, but sometimes don't you want to just be like, shut up, you dumb cunt.
Yes.
Like, okay, so I have that instinct too. And I think that my theory is that we all have it, but some people are just sitting around shoving that feeling down until it's something that they can do publicly and be rewarded for. So they love when, like, it's like Kevin Hart had all those gay tweets. It's like, good, now I can fucking get this feeling out.
Well, they like,
and but on someone, and then other people can applaud them. And also, when they do that, like when Ellen Barkin goes, I think Louis C.K. should be raped, which is basically a real troll thing. That's what trolls write. That's what trolls write when they don't like what you say. They go, I hope you get raped. So she's now a troll.
If you said that to a woman, you would be done. If like an actor, like a famous actor, said that to a
even someone horrible, even like someone that everyone hated, like even if they said it to like
Lena Dunham.
I was thinking of someone, you know, like Huckabee Sanders or something.
Yeah,
but
if someone went out and said to Huckabee Sanders, "I hope you get raped."
Yeah, I guess that doesn't work either, because the difference is that Louis C.K. has been taken down already as a sexual predator. So that's what.
Do you call him a sexual predator?
That's what the term is for him. I'm not sure 100%.
I don't think I don't know. I don't get involved. All I know is.
You don't get involved.
Well, I mean,
he masturbated in front of you a couple times, didn't he?
No, I'm not that lucky in this business.
Oh.
Andrew Schultz went after Apatow at the Cellar the other night.
He did? He said something to him to his face?
Yeah, he goes, what the fuck? What? Aren't you a comic? Why would you go after other comics? If you're supposed to be a comic, why are you
going? Yeah, wait.
And then Judge's like, you have a good point, you know, I'll give it some thought. But I wasn't there. That's what I was told, that he said, you know, why are you going after other comics like that if you're supposed to be a comic?
I mean, it is weird that comedians are actively trying to get censorship happening.
Well,
it's a bizarre thing.
Look, you could have your opinion whether you think something's funny or not
funny.
And
by the way,
but don't start fucking policing other comics on material.
No. You can be completely You can write, I hated that set of Louis C.K.'s. Fuck Louis C.K. I'm never going to see him again. All that's fine. That's not censorship. That's not like...
No.
That's exactly
opinion.
What the market's supposed to do.
That's opinion.
Yes. So but you're allowed to say, I don't like that guy. I don't want to go see that guy. Whatever.
But when you say he shouldn't do that material, don't go fucking policing and telling other comics.
Well, you can also say he should... I don't think my opinion is he shouldn't do that material, but it's when like...
No, but
no, he should be raped.
No, but when you say he shouldn't be,
but
doing
he shouldn't be allowed to work and stuff. I guess that's
when you say he shouldn't do that material, you're saying you're taking away his First Amendment right, and it only comes back to hurt you. You could say, like you said, I don't like that material. I don't think it's funny. But once you cross that line and go, you shouldn't be saying this. You shouldn't be saying that. What? No one. should be telling anybody what to say.
Well, the thing is and I just hope nobody listens to this podcast.
Why?
Well, what genius bit might have come out of that? Like, we'll never know what the actual bit was going to end up being. Like, remember the bit Louis C.K. did on SNL about if you're a pedophile, how good must that feel? Like, that you're willing to risk everything. You know you're going to get caught. You're going to go to jail. Like, people in jail hate you. It's like, you're just like, how good must it feel? Which I always think was like... Probably
he did that on SNL.
He did it on SNL. It's obviously funnier than the way I'm saying it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I thought it was funny. I laughed at it, and it's super edgy, obviously. But what did that joke look like when he first started doing it? It might have looked like pedophile. It might have looked positive about pedophiles. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I wasn't there at the beginning of that joke. I'm just saying, like, a lot of my jokes have really changed form from my initial attack.
Not me. The second I do it, that's
once you do it's out of your mouth, it's done deal. But you know what I mean? It's like, it's just, it's hard to say. Like, yes, that I listened to it, even though, you know, I don't think people should be bootlegging comedian sets. But I was super curious about it. That's also another thing. Like, should we be allowing all these different outlets to be playing clips of a set that wasn't meant for public consumption?
How can these outlets monitor all that? It'd be impossible for them to monitor everything.
Well, YouTube can't put up something that's not, you know.
YouTube puts up whatever the fuck they want.
And you can get it taken down if it's
not.
Yeah,
but once it's out there, then somebody could copy it.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
It's beyond my... But it's still shitty to, you know...
Yeah, obviously it's shitty. That's why, you know, some places make you leave your phone in a...
Well, I think we should start doing that more. But the other thing is that, like...
It's a sad world where you got to frisk people when they're coming into a comedy show and pat them down and make sure they have no fucking, you know, what the fuck?
Well, I mean, the thing is that Louis C.K. is trying out new bits. You know, this administration is killing people at the border. It's like, it's just a weird thing. It's like people get, and the reason is because it's just, I think, like, I go back to that thing. Like, we're just trolls. We just want to, like, find someone we can be mean to.
I never troll.
Rich, I don't know what you're saying or why you're saying it.
You said we are trolls. You're saying everybody is. You can't put everybody in that category.
I'm saying everybody. My theory is that everyone is a troll deep down. Now, you come back and you say, I don't troll. That doesn't help me at all in my theory. Do you feel like trolling? Is there a part of you that likes to be mean? Of course there is, Rich. You, of all people, should know. Yes, you fight back. But you also come to me with a this or a that. Look at this fucking piece of shit. I'm going to write this. No, don't. Anytime I say, I'm going to write to this person this thing, you go, do it, do it, do it. But I never do.
That's not trolling. That's my opinion. When I say I want to write to this person.
When you want to write something mean to that person, that's...
Not mean, in conjunction with what they're...
I can't have conversations with you. I can't, because you're trolling. Basically, you're saying to me, I'm a good person.
No, I never troll. No, I'm not a good person. Everybody knows that. But what I'm saying is... There's a difference between trolls and opinions. Like,
right, of course. But I've done it so many times where I've been like, this person said this and it's a nothing statement and I want to write this, which is a funny but shitty thing to say back, and you always go, yeah, do it.
But and that's then, not trolling. That's responding to somebody. That's what trolling is,
to be mean for no fucking reason.
No, you're responding to what they said to you.
So what
you're
is not trolling?
You're not being mean. When someone just writes you.
No, I am telling you I'm being mean.
Because you're responding. So if you just went after that person and was mean, then that's trolling. But if someone writes something mean to you and you write something
mean. No, I didn't say someone wrote something mean to me. I'm saying I'm going through my feed. Uh-huh. Oh, here's a fucking idiot that I follow that always says some stupid shit about gratitude and I'd like to write, go fuck your mother. And you go, yeah, do it, do it, do it.
Well, that's
and then
being,
I go,
that's your being a comic.
No, that's trolling.
No.
I mean, that's like that's being mean for no reason. And then trolling is when you do it to someone over and over and over again.
Well, okay. If somebody writes something mean to me, sometimes I'll write something mean back or I'll block them.
Listen to this theory I have. There's this.
You're going to fall back on your chair. Don't lean back. No, don't tell me to shut up. I'm looking out for you. Go ahead.
There's this girl on Twitter that I don't really like.
Names.
Uh-uh, I can't. And okay, so this one guy, he's always trolling me. Like, he's all, everything I write, he's like.
How about the one guy that always comes up with a new, the Chinese.
I know, endlessly. I mean, he's kind of entertaining. But I blocked him, like, I blocked like four of his accounts.
I know, he keeps coming back with a new account.
Occasionally, I even like favorite one, like, it's funny.
Yeah.
And then it'll be back to, like, you know, you're the least funny cunt on the planet or something. And then.
He'll write that to you?
Not that guy, but. This other guy will write stuff like, you know, be funny again or what, everything I write, like it's some negative thing. And then I noticed this girl, he wrote to her saying like, I don't want to say exactly what the tweet said because then you can find out who it is, but he said something very like.
You can't find out what it is.
Yeah,
unless you.
Very, very positive to her. And I started thinking like, and then she retweeted that like. And I want to, I think it's her. I think she's the troll. She's got a second account and she fucking trolls me.
No.
And then she says positive things about herself.
She a comic?
Yes. And I'm going to follow through on this.
How are you going
to find
figure?
Out? I don't know. I don't know how to find out, but I'm just going to keep a watch on both accounts. I've sent screenshots to a couple people saying like, here's my theory. Is this girl, this troll? Might be.
Is it a New York girl comic or LA?
New York.
Oh.
I'm sure you don't even know who she is.
No. If she's not cute, I wouldn't know. I only know the cute ones. What? I'm just kidding. Is that being a Me Too? Is that a Me Too?
No, it's just like exhausting.
Gross. I only know the funny ones.
There you go.
I know all of them. I try to help as many people as I can. I'm a good person.
Oh, my God.
How are you going to prove this girl is trolling you?
I don't know. I don't know.
And say you do find out and say it is her, what are you going to do?
I'm going to kick her in her fucking big boobs.
Oh.
There, gave you a hint. No. That's funny, though. No. Okay, let's move on.
Well, look. Here's, we'll wrap up this part of this portion is.
By the way, we should never, never be on the side of censorship. I don't care how.
I'm never on the side
crazy,
of censorship.
Crazy gross it gets.
I'm not on the side of censorship.
I don't promote hate speech, but I mean, I kind of do because this podcast is called. Patreon is kicking people off for hate speech, so. Where I'm sure.
How do they monitor everything?
They don't, but somebody will just bring it to their attention.
But that's okay.
So they said, but not just on Patreon, on any platform. On any platform, if one of their people, because obviously Patreon is just one small platform.
Yeah, but you.
So let's say you're doing hate speech on your regular podcast, and not on the Patreon. They don't care. They'll kick you off for doing hate speech on a
but
different
platform.
They
can listen to one clip and take it out of fucking context.
It doesn't matter.
Everything is being, you know, so much stuff is taken out of context. You know, you could say whatever and people can edit. And that's what reality shows were so horrible because you could go in one portion of the show go, I hate ice cream.
And then they change it, right.
Then you go, black people, and then they could just cut it out and go, I hate black, you know.
Well, I'm sure they're going to know if it's edited, maybe. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
No, because they could cut away from you as you're talking, and you know, I'm just saying, you could do whatever you want with cutting and pasting, okay? You like that? You like that? A little editing? You see what I'm saying?
So, I don't think that's edit talk, but go ahead.
It's edit talk. You could edit and manipulate conversations. And
thank you. Just, once again, more just what insights we're getting here
you're
from
giving
Rich Voss.
Your insights on trolling, and I'm
my
giving
insights.
Your insights, okay?
Yeah,
I don't troll.
I don't have any. I don't have a mean bone in my body. I never think about saying anything bad to anybody ever.
I have mean bones.
Your most favorite thing in the world is when I go off on someone.
It's love
like
it because
your
you're
eyes
funny.
Light up. You're like,
you're funny.
Oh my God, I love it.
You're funny. I just like when you're funny. You know, I was discussing today with somebody how funny you are.
Oh,
you know?
Come on.
Yeah, no, he said that, you know, and I go.
He was saying I wasn't and you were sticking up for me?
No. He's saying that, you know, that you're a feminist and whatever and this and that and your opinions and you hate men. I go, no, she doesn't post any of that stuff. That's all.
Who said that?
No. No. I go, she's funny and her opinions are funny.
I do hate men, but I come by it honestly.
What do you mean? You don't hate men?
I don't think you should be allowed to hate men unless you're married to one. You know what I mean? I don't think you know the full effect of it yet. If you're single, why would you hate men? You know what I mean? Doesn't make any sense.
I wonder if Ellen Barkin did do any work with Louis. Was she ever in a movie or on a show or anything? You know, out of nowhere. You know, why wouldn't she say, "I hope Harvey Weinstein"?
Because she listened to the. She listened to the.
Yeah, but I'm saying she's never came.
See,
out.
The thing, the problem that Louis has is that nobody thinks he apologized enough. Then he didn't talk about it on stage. He started getting back into stand-up without... He won't acknowledge that it's happening. He won't do interviews. He won't talk about it. He hasn't, in people's minds, like... You know, he hasn't atoned.
Made amends.
Yeah, made amends. Whatever it is, they don't... You know, he thinks, I think, because he talks about it in his set. This is the only real thing he talks about is that he lost $35 million. So he thinks he's atoned. He's paid his price. That's, I think, in his mind, obviously, just my opinion. And the rest of the people are like, no, you need to publicly be flogged. You need to flog yourself. And you need to fucking talk about it on stage in an insightful way that we can get behind before we'll let you come back. Then he comes back with this bit. You know, people haven't heard too much about what
maybe
he's been
he's
doing on stage.
Maybe he's working out the other stuff, too, at some point.
Well, there's a whole... hour of it, you can go listen to it on YouTube. It's bootleg.
The whole set
audio.
Was taped. I thought just that part.
No,
but
here, no, but my point is that so for people listening, they're it's not just like oh we listened to this kind of crazy bit about you know Louis going off on transgender in Parkland. It's that Louis. He is not being swayed for some reason by the fucking, you know, Twitter public. And it's driving them nuts that they can't, like,
he doesn't follow, he's
to
not
them.
On social media.
Right, right. I mean, it does seem crazy that he doesn't seem to, like, he just keeps going on stage. He just keeps doing what he wants to do. People just keep getting madder and madder at him.
Yeah, but no one's like, Ellen Barkin isn't saying... I hope Harvey Weinstein or Bill Cosby or Kevin Spacey get raped. They never apologize. None of them.
Right.
So, you know, I
know, but Louis is like, Louis upsets people more because he, first of all, I think people, like a lot of people, like I bet Ellen Barkin was one of those people when Louis had his show second season. She was like, I love this guy. I love this show. I mean, he went from being underrated to overrated overnight. Like it was like, that, you know, nobody gave a shit about him in outside of the comedy world. And then all of a sudden, like every celebrity on the planet wanted to work with him. He was like this auteur. And I bet, and people thought he was like a feminist and progressive and amazing. And then I think that they're mad at their own decisions. She probably never fucking liked Harvey Weinstein to begin with, or she was never a Bill Cosby fan. But if you're a fan of Louis C.K. and then he goes and he's a sexual predator that he won't quite apologize for.
Well, if you're a fan, you're then like, you would give him some leeway.
You're like complicit in some way, I guess, in your mind.
No, if you're a fan, you would give him some leeway. If you're jealous of him, then you would go
no,
after
if
him.
You're, no, because it's like, you know, it's the way that it is that people aren't like... The wave of let's hate Louis C.K. is here. So you just get on that wave and you just surf it
to
the
end. Yeah, but how has that wave not been on, you know, fucking, like I said, Harvey Weinstein or any of the other ones. It's, and he,
I mean, I think because Harvey Weinstein's going to prison.
Such creepier predators on the,
and Harvey Weinstein's not really out there in the news anymore. Louis C.K. keeps going out. He keeps getting more press about him, you know. Look, if Harvey Weinstein put out a video tomorrow, there would be a wave of hatred for Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, but again. Kevin Spacey died out in a second, and he put out a fucking video.
I know.
You know, that died. Kevin Spacey's a little more famous than fucking Louis C.K.
I don't know, but maybe we hear more about Louis C.K. just because we're in those circles.
No,
too.
Like, it's maybe all over the place. You know, I guess.
Well, I saw the
Kevin Spacey was on MSN.
Kevin Spacey, yeah, they were playing that all over the place. I didn't see anything about Louis C.K. yet on actual TV, although I haven't really been watching.
It was on MSN. Oh. I think it was. I don't fucking know.
I don't know. I think it's that he won't fucking apologize and that he keeps doing what he wants to do.
No, he won't apologize the way people want him. He won't apologize the way people want him to apologize.
Right, they want him to fucking bow down and like...
Yeah, so maybe his...
I'm even shocked that he hasn't. I'm shocked that he hasn't.
But maybe he apologized.
When I heard that stuff, I was like, what is he doing? Is he stupid?
But maybe
he just doesn't fucking care.
Maybe apologize to the people personally that, you know, that were involved in this. He obviously apologized to his family. So maybe he thinks he doesn't owe the fucking world an apology. Maybe he made personal apologies, which, you know.
And can I just say this? I don't care that people hate him. Like, I'm not sitting here standing up for Louis C.K.
No.
Think what he did was gross. But, like, it is kind of just when you take a step back and look at it objectively, it's crazy.
Yeah, I think
it's so fucking crazy to go, why would you do a, well, the world hates me. What can I, oh, what jokes can I do? Oh, I'm going to make fun of the Parkland survivors.
No, but
what the fuck?
Yeah, but
I think he also is mad at millennials, and that's why he's taking shots at them, which is the same thing that Aziz Ansari is doing. He's like subtweeting them in his act.
What do you mean?
Well, they're the ones who brought them down, right? They're the ones, yeah. Millennials are the ones that are most mad. Like, all of us, a certain generation is like, we've been steeped in the fucking ways of the world, the patriarchy. I don't even know when it's happening most of the time.
Alexa,
it's like you need new eyes now.
Alexa, what's the ages of millennials?
Generation Y is about 39 years old.
No. What's the
generation
age?
Y? Who's that? No. Wait, there's a generation between Generation X and Millennials? Nobody fucking talks about Generation Y at all. You motherfuckers did nothing.
Alexa.
You fucking idiots.
Millennials.
They're cool. That's why
you know
they
don't. Is that you, Kate?
No, Alexa, stop.
Are you X?
What's the age? Alexa, stop.
You're Y, then. Your ex.
Wait, what's the millennials' age between what and what?
It's Alexa, what are the ages of millennials?
Generation Y is about 39 years old.
Ask, what is a millennial?
Alexa, what is a millennial?
The adjective millennial is usually defined as of or relating to a millennium or the millennium.
You know what? I think millennials are actually called Generation Y.
Hold on.
So the oldest is 39. So these motherfuckers are getting up there.
Well, it's not only that that's bringing them down. It's got to be the college students. What are they? Generation X, right?
No, Generation Z.
Z?
Yeah. XYZ. That makes sense.
Then where's millennials before Y?
Millennials is Y. That's what we're missing. They've renamed themselves even.
No.
Oh my God. Louis's right. What are you? What are you, Kings? You will address me as millennials. Between 1980 and 1994.
Are millennials.
Oh, millennials, yeah.
So that's they're how between
39.
1980 is 39.
Oh my God.
To what was it?
14 years.
So what is it? Wait.
39 minus 14.
25.
25 to 39 is millennials.
Yeah.
25 to 39.
And Generation Z is the next one.
Yeah.
What am I? Generation
You're
dust?
You're a baby boomer, maybe. Your ex.
Do you really want to know?
Your
yeah,
ex.
Yeah, what am I? I'm a baby boomer.
I'm a baby boomer. I'm a boomer, baby.
Are baby boomers good? They're not as bad as millennials, right?
Well, they did take a toll on our society because they live so long.
Mm-hmm. Who? There's how do you? Why do you say the most selfish?
Because you guys were the ones that in the 80s and 90s with them all the fucking. You're still doing it with all your
does baby glam boomers and, do baby boomers does it say buy a lot of Champion sweatshirts?
Yes, they're consumers. They're 100% consumers.
They've never had any hardships with boomers. They were born into good times and their whole life has been good. They've got social security.
Yeah. And we won't have it.
You
use
up
all
our there's
been
so
shit.
Many bad times for baby boomers.
What about baby boomers?
The Vietnam War?
They lived the longest out of any generation.
Yeah, our age is going down. Yeah.
The boomers fucking had it good. Had it too good for too long.
What do you mean
long?
We went through horrible presidents?
Yeah, that you elected. That's the problem. The boomers are awful. Not you personally.
The boomers all just cared about money.
The Reagan.
That's all you need to know with your Louis Vuitton phone case.
Boomers like nice stuff. Is that, boomers like nice stuff. So
you're a boomer, baby.
Yeah, but millennia. So, but college kids, who's brought Louis down? You can't put an age limit on who brought him down because anybody from, you know, 19 to whatever. Was against him or for
so
him.
So he wasn't even talking. See, this is the thing. He actually misnamed the people that he was mad at because those Parkland survivors are actually Generation Z. They're not millennials.
They're our kids'
ages. They're yeah. They're legitimately kids. The millennials we can stop thinking of, I think, as real young people anymore because they're...
I think the bit goes way beyond the Parkland. What I've heard of it, I didn't hear the whole thing.
Okay, here we go.
No, I think it's, you know, because he was saying you're not famous because your school... I think
no,
he
wasn't
was,
saying you're not famous. He was saying you're not interesting.
Interesting.
Why do we have to listen to you? You're not interesting.
Okay, so what? Maybe he's just using an example to go to another level, another plateau of... What makes a person interesting?
Maybe.
You know
maybe,
what I mean?
I mean, I think the bit wasn't worked out.
Who knows? Who knows?
Because there was no real bit yet. That's the thing. It was just a lot of ranting.
I
don't think we're ever going to hear that Parkland Survivor bit in its completed form, unfortunately.
They
That's what happens. Whoever fucking filmed that.
No, they.
I audio. Hope you get raped.
But didn't they audio tape it?
I hope whoever taped that gets raped.
What about
no, of course I don't mean that, everybody.
Didn't he did a bit on transgenders and calling them they or
yeah, he said, you know, the thing about
yeah.
You know, address me as they, them. What are you, kings? Address me. He was making fun. As they, them, he goes, I call me a there because I identify as a place.
In you your know, mom's.
Which,
in your
oh,
mom's.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
Oh, yeah. What was the in your mom's cunt?
Yeah. See, now here's, look, the
that's
other night.
That's classic Louis, though. But that's just him fucking around until he's like gets the bit, I guess. But
you don't know. I was.
I don't know. He's not going to do that bit on SNL.
The other night on stage, mm-hmm. I was talking about the Honduras mm-hmm. refugees.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, okay, I said to this girl, where are you from? She said Honduras. And that what got me into the bit.
Right,
I
he reminded you of, yes, you had a bit
so
of
I,
that.
And I go, the bit is, I go, what a horrible life. They grow up with no medicine, no schooling, mm-hmm. in poverty. And then they get here and they get tear gassed. It's horrible, okay? And then, the joke is, on the bright side, look how many steps they got in.
Right.
you know, I go,
their Fitbits
I go, I can't get 10,000 steps and I have shoes.
You have to go, yeah, you have to go on a treadmill.
Well, a girl got up and left and she was so upset. I had to go out. She was in, she's from Honduras. She goes, you don't, I go, I'm sticking up for Honduras.
Is English her second language?
I don't know.
Yes, I mean, it might be hard to understand, but that's the thing. Yes. It's like,
but I was sticking up for
it. I know, but the problem with, that's in my opinion, the whole problem with comedy today is that, like,
people to hear trigger words and they
well, they're not smart. Like, comedians generally are pretty smart, I would say, and so, and they're coming up with alternate viewpoints all the time because that's kind of our job, or it was. Now I guess we're supposed to just like say whatever everybody wants us to say on Twitter. Hey ladies, am I right? But yeah, when you're doing an alternate viewpoint, you have to listen all the way through and actually listen to the person speaking, and people don't. They just stop right away on something that's... And, you know, the thing is like, I get it. Sometimes, like, Generation Y, when I see them in the eyes, or Generation Z, when I see them in the eyes, like, people under 25, I feel bad for, because they've been conditioned to believe certain things are not right to say, but they don't have any idea. Like, and I'm not saying they're dumb, but I'm saying a lot of people, if you haven't been to a comedy club before, or you haven't seen anything like this before, I look in their faces, they don't know what's going on for the most part. And when you're doing something that's sort of challenging, they're not getting it. They're not seeing it as comedy or humor, or nobody's pleased anymore with sort of like, oh, that's, I never thought of it like that before. It's just shut it down. And it's because they're dumb, to be honest. Not dumb in that they're like, have low IQ, but it's like going and looking at a painting when you don't know anything about painting and making these assessments about it and saying this is perverted or this is whatever. It's like, well, you don't understand art, so why are you making these judgments?
But that's almost from 30 down. You know, most of these college students throughout, even my daughters, are brainwashed by their professors or the type of college they go to, whether it's a liberal college or a conservative. So they're, you know, these professors are pushing their political agendas on kids.
True.
I don't think they're open-minded, these
I mean,
these
they
professors.
May be like, but I think like, I don't know, but there used to be like more pushback. No. You had to read certain things and like understand, like censorship. Like, you got an understanding of why censorship is bad, why all censorship is bad. You learn stuff like that. Now you don't. You just learn like, oh, those words are hurtful, therefore we should never say them, and this is bad, and this is bad. You know, I got all this shit from a guy who was saying like, she does a trigger warning before her set. I don't know, maybe two sets I did this joke about, you know, a trigger warning, and it was a joke about people who need trigger warnings. Like, I was making fun of that, but this guy didn't see it that way. He just saw it as me doing a trigger warning. It's like, even when you're nobody's getting anything, because nobody's taught to think differently anymore. It's just like, it must be exactly we must take everything completely literally. People are taking things literally.
You know what? You're getting on my nerves now.
Yay! I finally ended the podcast.
You're starting to bother me.
I finally ended the podcast.
Okay.
Well,
we got
it's these kind of
going.
Podcasts that I hate the most when I leave them.
What's that?
Because then I go, oh, what was I saying? Some bullshit. I hope people don't think I'm this.
Jesus Christ, you know how to talk. But you have great insights on things, and you're very clever and very smart.
Oh, my God. And you're handsome.
And you're fuckable.
You're skinny.
And you're beautiful. And you're my soulmate.
I don't believe in soulmates.
All right,
but I think you're pretty special.
You're my wholemate.
Wholemate? Oh, God.
Let's fool around upstairs.
You're my cockmate.
Okay, so next weekend, the weekend of the 10th, I'll be at the Stress Factory. Then I'll be at the... Rio.
We're at the Stress Factory shooting a movie, by the way.
Yes, we are. The weekend I'm there.
Kate and I are making a movie. Ken Kranz is one of the writers of it. Allie Mae and Vinny are in it. And You're also in it. We're shooting there that weekend.
I'm a producer on it. I haven't done a fucking thing, but
you
I'm
let
a producer.
Us shoot your weekend, so I gave you a producer credit. And the other day, I was having at Starbucks with Ken Kranz, having a little last minute script meeting, and you called me and you go, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm sitting here with Ken Kranz. We're talking about the Louis C.K. thing." And you go, "Well, that's not working on the movie." Like an hour before, I gave you a producer credit, and you just started being a producer so fast.
Get going, baby. Time is money. Money is time.
Are you going to give us some money? Because we don't have any money.
You have a lot of money.
I do?
Yeah. One of the somebody involved in this movie
is giving us some cash. Oh, that person.
Well, whatever. So anyhow,
I haven't received it yet.
Come to the Stress Factory. Then the following week, I'm at the Rio in Vegas. I got Helium in Philly coming up in February. Go to richfoss.com. A lot of gigs. I'm not even going to plug vossroast.com. The best roast ever in history. Have a great 2019. Happy New Year. And
follow me on Instagram.
Follow her on Instagram.
Bonnie McFarlane. Follow me on Twitter. Bonnie McFarlane.
And we're against censorship. How do you like that? Goodbye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.